And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 19th of August, 2013. It's the birthday of humorous poet Ogden Nash. It's also the birthday of Star Trek creator Gene Roddenberry and of former President Bill Clinton. And it's the birthday of Frank McCourt, born in Brooklyn, New York in 1930, the first of seven children born to two Irish immigrants. He lived for a few years in New York City as his father struggled to hold on to a job. But after his younger sister died, the family decided to return to Ireland, and they settled in the town of Limerick. McCourt's father was an alcoholic and managed to spend all of his meager income at the pub. McCourt grew up wearing tattered clothing and shoes that had been resold with scraps of old tires. His family's home had neither a bathroom nor electricity. He and his siblings slept every night in bed with their parents on a flea-infested mattress. For most meals, all they had to eat was tea and bread. McCourt's mother said the tea and bread was a balanced meal because it contained a liquid and a solid. When McCourt was 10 years old, he caught typhoid fever. He had to spend a week in the hospital, and he was shocked to find that the hospital was a kind of paradise. It was the first time he could remember that he got three square meals a day, the first time he had slept between real bedsheets, and it was also the first time he had free access to books. He read Shakespeare and fell in love with literature. From that day forward, he would borrow books whenever he could find them, and since his house had no electricity, he would read at night on the street, standing under a street lamp. By the time he was 13, he had quit school to support the family with a job delivering telegrams. He eventually saved enough money to buy a ticket on a boat to New York City, where he supported himself as a hotel employee and a meat packer until his service in the Korean War won him a GI Bill to attend college. After that, he became a high school English teacher and taught in the New York City public schools for 18 years. For years, he tried to write about his experiences growing up in Ireland, but he kept throwing away the results. Every time he tried to write about his life, he found he was too angry to write anything worth reading. McCourt had retired from teaching, and he was spending most of his time babysitting his granddaughter. One day he was listening to the way his granddaughter used language, and he suddenly realized that the key to writing his book would be to write it in the voice of a child. A few days later, McCourt opened up a notebook and wrote the words, "I'm in a playground on Clayson Avenue in Brooklyn with my brother Malachi. He's two. I'm three. We're on the seesaw." It was his earliest memory, and it became one of the first scenes in what would become his memoir, Angela's Ashes. And here's a poem by Jim Daniels called American Cheese. At department parties, I eat cheeses my parents never heard of, gooey, pale cheeses speaking garbled tongues. I have acquired a taste. Yes, that's okay, I tell myself. I grew up in a house shaded by the factory's clank and clamor, a house built like a square of 64 American singles, the ones my mother made lunches with for the hungry man who disappeared into that factory and five hungry kids. American singles, yellow mustard, day-old Wonder Bread, not even Swiss with its mysterious holes. We were sparrows and starlings, still learning how the blue jay stole our eggs, our nest eggs. 64 singles wrapped in wax, dig your nails in to separate them. When I come home, I crave, more than any home cooking, those thin slices in the fridge. I fold one in half, drop it in my mouth. My mother can't understand, doesn't remember me being a cheese eater, plain like that. American Cheese by Jim Daniels from his collection In Line for the Exterminator, published by Wayne State University Press and used here by permission on The Writer's Almanac. This is Billy Collins for The Writer's Almanac, hoping you'll join us next time.